青春阳管理，阳管理，阳管理。I'll try to remember that. I'm always trying to learn more Mandarin.
我总是想试着多学些中文。
Let us pray and seek the Lord's favor.
让我们一起来祷告，来寻求神的旨意。
Oh Lord, we have come to hear you. We seek you and we listen.
主啊，我们来到你的面前，为了要寻求你，要听你对我们说的话。
Open our ears that we might hear, and our hearts that we might receive, and our lives that we might live by your word.
开我们的耳朵，使我们能听见你；开我们的心，使我们愿意寻求你。真的是开我们的生命，使我们为你而活。
Right, we learn what true joy is and how it is found.
我们要学习真的喜乐是什么，怎么样去寻求真喜乐。
And Jesus, may you reign over us.
耶稣基督，愿你掌管我们。
Jesus, may we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Jesus' coming is not always joy.
耶稣基督的再来不是总是带给人能喜乐。
Yes, it is true what the angel announced.
是的，是真的，天使是这样说的。
Yes, there is joy throughout the world from every tribe, nation, and tongue.
是的，全世界都有喜乐，从每一个国家、每一个部落都有喜乐。
And that is the hope that the angel of the Lord declared when he appeared to the shepherd, saying, For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people.
这也就是天使在向牧羊人显现的时候，对牧羊人所说的话，就是看了我带给你们大好的信息，是关乎万民的。
Yet the fact remains that Jesus' coming does not always bring joy.
但是事实上，耶稣基督的来临不见得是带给每一个人喜乐。
Consider King Herod as one example.
你想想看，希律王是一个例子。
Jesus' coming did not bring Herod joy.
耶稣的再来没有带给希律王任何喜乐。
To the contrary, it brought to him fear and anger.
事实上，带给希律王的是惧怕以及生气。
He saw Jesus coming as a threat to his agenda.
他看到耶稣的来是成为他的威胁。
So rather than embrace Jesus coming with joy, he sought to wipe him out and sent soldiers to kill all the children in the town.
所以当耶稣
years in London.
所以当耶稣来的时候，他所想的方法就是要把耶稣除去，因为他看到耶稣是他的威胁。所以他又把在当时所有两岁以下的孩子通通杀掉。
Consider the reaction of the religious leaders during Jesus' day.
你想想看，那时候当时耶稣基督当时的宗教领袖，他们对耶稣的反应是如何？
They too felt threatened.
他们也感觉受到威胁。
And said, "See, the whole world is going after him."
你看到整个世界所有的人都要跟他们去了。
And so they plotted how they too might kill him.
所以他们也要预谋要将。
Consider these disciples of John the Baptist.
你看看施洗约翰的门徒。
How alarmed they are that now that Jesus is coming to John's territory, there are more people going to him to be baptized than after John.
当约翰的门徒看到耶稣进入他们的地盘，他们也非常的恐惧。
And if John goes down, they go down with him.
如果约翰的侍工衰退，他们也一起没有，也不需要再服侍了。
So how is it that Jesus coming does not always bring joy?
那为什么耶稣基督的来临不总是带给人民喜乐呢？
We do not have joy at Jesus coming when we are all about ourselves.
当我们所想的都是只为自己的时候，我们不会有喜乐。
When our life is centered on ourselves.When Jesus comes into our life, it is not joyous for us.
当我们的所有的生活的中心都是在自己的时候，当耶稣来，我们不会有喜乐。
Again, consider King Herod.
你再想想看希律王的那件事。
He wanted a legacy for himself and his family.
他要继续他自己的家族 为他跟他的子孙,
to rule and to expand his rule for him and his children for his family's name.
要继续的掌管这个世界，他也希望他的子孙也一起来继续掌管。
But the coming of a king would put that to an end.
但是要新来的一个王会使他的计划破灭。
Rather than desire what Jesus wanted, he kept on to what he wanted.
他不管耶稣基督要的是什么，他只是注意他自己需要什么。Again,
the religious leaders.
同样的，在当时的宗教领袖。
They loved their place among the people.
他们喜欢在人们中间坐高位。
And so Jesus observed how they liked to sit at the highest place and be recognized.
所以耶稣看到那些人在人的中间，他们要坐在高位上。
And when more and more people went after Jesus, they got jealous.
所以，当许多的人愿意跟随耶稣的时候，这些宗教的领袖就非常的妒忌。
When we have our agenda over Jesus' will, when our agenda is more important than Jesus' agenda,
当我们自己的议程是比耶稣基督的旨意更重要的时候。
When that is the case, our joy over Jesus will lessen and lessen.
那我们对于耶稣基督的喜乐会越来越少。
The more we have our wants and desires for our personal dreams, the less and less the source of joy will be Jesus and His dreams.
当我们对于自己的梦想、自己的欲望越来越大的时候， 我们对于耶稣基督所能带给我们的喜乐是越来越少。Let's
say your dream is for that new upgraded SUV.
假如你梦想要有一个最新式的 SUV.
Pretty nice and snowy weather, aren't it?
在这个下雪天中是相当棒的。
What do you do if God doesn't seem fit to give you that nice new SUV?
如果神决定不给你那辆新式的 SUV, 会怎样呢?
Do you get upset?
你会生气吗?
Or do you trust His agenda?
还是你相信神有更好的旨意?
Let's say your kids do not grow up the way you planned for them to grow up.
如果你的孩子不是成长到你希望他们的那个样子，你会怎样?
Do you lose all your joy, or do you continue to hope in Jesus?
你会失去你的喜乐吗? 还是你继续相信耶稣?
I have seen pastors who have been threatened by the increase in ministry of other pastors.
我也曾看见有些牧者感觉受到威胁，因为看见别的牧者的事工是越来越兴旺。
Telling me that their desire is for their position rather than for the increase of Jesus' ministry.
你可以看得出来，他们是完全的为了他们的地位，而不是为了耶稣基督的旨意。
How do you react when someone is better than you?
当你看到别人比你自己强的时候，你有什么样的反应？
What do you do when God uses someone else more than He uses you, at least by appearances He does?
当你看到神使用别人胜过于使用你的时候，你只是表面上看来，你会感觉如何？
And if you feel threatened, why do you feel threatened?
假如你觉得受到威胁，为什么你会感受到威胁？
In such cases, who are you looking out for, yourself or for the will of Christ?
在这个时候，你是到底是为谁的利益着想？是为耶稣基督吗？还是你自己？
And yet, in all of this, we ought to know and acknowledge that it is all from the hand of Jesus.
我们要知道，我们所有的一切都是从耶稣来的。
John acknowledges this in verse 27 of the passage we read, when he said, "A man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from heaven."
使徒约翰就在那个27节里面，他就讲到说。 若不是从天上赐下的，人就不能得什么。
A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven.
人不能够得什么，如果不是从天上赐下的。
Whether someone is more blessed or less blessed, more skilled or less skilled, it's all up to God.
我们是否是 多有幸福还是少有，或者是我们有记忆更多还是我们的记忆不多，这些都是由神而来的。
But God does it all for one purpose.
神所做的一切都只有一个目的。
You see, we all have one and the same calling, and it is the same as that for which God created us in the beginning in the first place.
我们每一个人都有一个呼召，这个呼召是从神来的，也是当神创造我们的时候给我们的。
That calling is to make much about Jesus.
那个呼召就是使我们更像耶稣。
When we are making much about Jesus, then it all clicks into place, and we have joy, true, deep, abounding joy in all circumstances.
如果我们更像耶稣的话，所有的一切的事情都会很自然的，我们就是有那个喜乐，那是真的喜乐，那是永久的喜乐。
But the more your life is about you, the more you tip the scales into your favor and your interest and the less into Jesus.
假如 你所想象的都是你自己，那你就那个天平上面就是滑向你这边，而不是滑向耶稣基督的那一边。
Then when Jesus comes into your life with his desires, with his interest, it threatens the balance the way you like it.
所以当耶稣来的时候，耶稣的旨意，耶稣的愿望，会使得你自己生活，你的世界的平衡起了很大的变动。
That will not bring you joy, but fear, even resistance.
那不但不会带给你喜乐，反而会带给你害惧怕。
However, the more you're fulfilling the call to your life to make much about Jesus,
当你完成更多的完成耶稣基督的旨意，
the more the balance will tip into Jesus' favor.
那个天平会滑向耶稣那边。
Is your life all about you or is it all about Jesus?
所以你的生命 是更多的有关于你自己呢还是耶稣？
Let me ask you this way. Who would you rather your life look more like?
让我问你这个问题。
The Pharisees?
你是希望你的生活像谁呢？是像法利赛人吗？
The Herod?
还是像希律王？
Or more like John the Baptist?
还是像施洗约翰？
But let's look more closely at this text to see what John is saying and directed here.
让我们来仔细地看看 这节约翰所记录的在这里的经文。
For John shows us, on the other hand, that joy comes when Jesus comes, when we are about Jesus, when our life is centered on Him.
约翰告诉我们说，当我们全为耶稣的时候，当我们生活的重心是在基督的身上的时候，基督来，喜乐也来。
On the one hand, joy does not come when our life is centered on ourselves.
这一方面，当我们的生活只是中心是在我们自己的时候，我们不会有喜乐。
But it does come when it's centered on Christ.
可是当我们的生活是以耶稣为中心的时候，我们就会有喜乐。
Then when Jesus comes and works in your life, it is a joy.
所以当耶稣来到你的生命，在你的生命里面做工的时候，你就会有喜乐。
Let's understand John.
让我们了解约翰所说的。
He is the older cousin of Jesus.
他比耶稣大。
By all rights, he should have the upper hand and Jesus should be deferring to him.
照理来说，他应该凡事占上风。
He should be guarding John's honor and John's position and not bringing his ministry into where John is and interfering with John.
耶稣应该照理来说应该是维护着约翰的事工。而不是去侵占约翰的地盘。
John already has a thriving ministry.
在那时候，约翰已经有一个非常丰盛的事工。
And Jesus is moving into John's territory.
那时候，耶稣刚刚开始要进入约翰 的地盘。
Now, John knows something that the others don't know.
约翰知道，约翰所知道的，别人不知道。
And something that we know as well.
那些我们也该知道。
Jesus is much older than John. Jesus is much older than John.
Oh, Jesus, 是的, 耶稣是比, 比约翰大许多。
He was in the beginning already.
他在起初就有了。But
they don't know that.
但是他们不知道。
Therefore, there arose a discussion, verse 25, on the part of John's disciples with the Jews about purification. Verse 26, and they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing and all are coming to him.
后来见约翰说，拉比，从前从你在约旦河外，你所见证的那位，现在施洗众人都往他那里去了。Notice
how John's disciples see the threat.
你看见约翰的门徒，他们也感觉到威胁了吗？
It's almost as if they say to John, John, don't you see? Everybody's going to him now.
他们好像他们在跟约翰说，你看，所有的人都往耶稣那里去了。
But John understands life and John understands reality differently.
但是约翰了解生命和现实是不同的，是两回事。
John sees that he is here for one purpose, to serve God.
约翰知道他在这里的唯一的目的就是要服侍神。
That his purpose in life is to do God's will.
他的生命的目的就是要做成神的工。
All he is, all he has been assigned to him by God.
他和他的一切早就被神所预备要做神的工作。
Again, I refer to verse 27, where he says, a man can receive nothing unless it is given him from heaven.
再看27节说到，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。Let
that sink in.
好，让那句话在你的心里。That
is a tremendous perspective.
这个是很了不起的看见。You
have nothing unless it is given you by God.
你什么都不能，都不会有，如果不是从天上赐下的。Not
even the clothes on your back.
甚至你身上穿的衣服都不可能有。It
is all from God.
都是从神而来的。Do
you understand life this way?
你了解生命是这样一回事吗？
The education you receive, the jobs you have, the money you earn, the talents and the IQ, all have been provided by God.
你的生活、你的工作、你的教育、你所赚的钱、你的一切都是从神而来。That's
what John saw.
那是约翰所看见的。
But more than that, John knows who he is not.
更重要的是，约翰也知道他不是什么。
John knows he is not the boss of his life. God is the boss.
约翰知道说他的老板，他的上司不是他自己，而是神。
On the contrary, he is only the servant.
事实上，他只是神的仆人而已。
His purpose then is to witness about Jesus.
他的目的乃是为了要见证耶稣。His
life purpose is to introduce Jesus to the world.
他生命的目的乃是为了要世人认识耶稣。I
refer to verse 28 where John says, You yourselves are my witnesses that I said I am not the Christ, but I have been sent ahead of him.
在28节的时候说到，你们自己可以给我做见证，我曾说我不是基督。
And so John prepared the way for Jesus.
所以约翰为耶稣预备道路。You
and I also are not the boss of our life.
你跟我也不是我们自己生命的老板。But
God's servant.
而是神的仆人。Do
you see that your life's purpose also is to introduce Jesus to the world like John did?
你了解你跟我的生命。
If it is, then Jesus will be your joy as well.
如果你了解的话, 耶稣也会成为你的喜乐。
And so John understands that his role is, as he describes it, that of the best man at a wedding.
所以约翰形容他自己的角色是一个伴在婚礼上一个伴郎的角色。
The best man is the friend of the groom.
伴郎是新郎的朋友。
He doesn't stand in the center stage and everybody look at him.
他不是站在舞台的中心让别人来看他。
And in their culture, in their time, the wedding was centered not on the bride but the groom.
在当时的文化里面, 婚姻的主角是新郎, 而不是新娘。
Jesus is the groom.
耶稣是新郎。
He has come to get his bride.
他来是为了迎娶他的新娘。
The church, you and me.
教会, 包括你和我。
Of course, John doesn't get upset when Jesus upstages him. He comes in and all eyes on Jesus and John is off to the side.
当然,约翰不会生气,因为当耶稣来了,耶稣站起了舞台的中心。
To the contrary, John is happy for Jesus, the groom.
反过来说,约翰非常高兴,耶稣是舞台的中心,因为他是新郎。
That is why he says in verse 25, he who has the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made full.
在第29节里面说到,娶新妇的就是新郎,新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音,就甚喜乐,故我这喜乐满足了。
What is your role in the kingdom of God?
你在神国的当扮演着什么样的角色?
Is your role a question of figuring out what all God has to do with your work and your family?
你的角色是要理解神国的事情是跟你的工作、你的家庭、你的生命有任何关系吗?
Let me repeat that.
让我再说一遍。
Is your role a question of figuring out what God and your faith have to do with your life, your work, your family?
这个问题是,你是不是要理解到说,神的事情是跟你自己的信仰,你的家庭,你的工作有任何的关系?
Or rather, is your role figuring out what your work, your life, your family have to do with God's work?
还是你要去理解说, 是你的生活、你的工作、你的家庭和神国有什么关系呢?
Do you see the difference between those two questions?
你看见这两个问题的不同点吗?
The first one puts us in the center. The second one puts Christ in the center.
第一个问题是我们把自己放在中心。第二个问题是我们把神放在中心。
You see, these three things that John saw
这边有三件事,约翰了解的三件事。
That is understanding life and reality different, knowing who he is not, and being the best man rather than the groom.
三件事,第一件事就是约翰知道他的生活和现实是两回事。第二,就是他知道说他不是谁。第三点就是他知道他是伴郎而不是新郎。
These three things add up to one heavy dose of biblical reality. This is the biblical perspective we are all supposed to have and live by.
这个真理也是我们每一个人都应该知道,也遵守的。
But most simply, life is about Jesus.
简单的来说,生命就是为耶稣。
Is this your reality, my friends?
朋友们,这是你的看见吗?你的真实吗?
If it is, then you will joyously follow where John went when he said, he must increase and I must decrease.
假如这是你的想法的话,你就会跟约翰有同样的想法,就是他必兴旺,我必衰微。
What does John mean when in verse 30 he says, He, Christ must increase, and I must decrease?
约翰到底是什么意思？他说，他基督要兴旺，他要衰微呢？
Does he mean that he must become a lesser man, that he must grovel and be humiliated?
他是说他要成为一个卑微的人，趴在地上吗？
That doesn't fit the context of being a best man.
这个跟那个成为伴郎的这个上下文好像有点不太符合。
Let's take a closer look at the two words that are here, increase and decrease.
让我们来仔细看看这里的这个兴旺跟衰微这两个字。
In the original language, the word increase means to increase in status, to become more important, to enjoy a greater respect or honor.
在希腊的原文，这个 increase 是说增加地位、荣耀或者是权柄。
Likewise, the Greek word for decrease means to decrease in status or rank, to become less important.
同样的，这个衰微的意思就是降低身份、地位、成为比较不重要。
Now that does fit the context of John being the best man, Jesus being the groom.
这个对于那个刚才我们用的这个伴郎的这个上下文是比较符合的。
Jesus is in the higher honor, the higher rank. John is in the second place.
耶稣是有更比较高的荣耀，比较高的地位，但是约翰是比较低的位置。
But John is not being put down either. It's a matter of position.
但是约翰也不是很卑微。
My friends, we often think that becoming a better Christian.A good Christian is like a home makeover.
朋友们，我们常常想到说，成为好的基督徒，好像就像一个把房子变为焕然一新的事。
In a home makeover, maybe somebody may renovate a room here or there, replace the siding, paint a few rooms.But you essentially have the same home, it just made better.
在这个改造房屋的这个过程中，你只是把一间房间修改，或者是在屋子外面放上这个新的三甲板，可是基本上你的房子还是同一栋房子。
But that's not what becoming a better Christian is like.
但是成为一个更好的基督徒不是这个意思。
Rather, becoming a better Christian is more like a reconstruction project.
成为一个更好的基督徒就好比是重新建造。
God brings in the wrecking ball and it crashes and knocks the whole house down.
神带了一个机器把整个房子都毁灭了。
The bulldozers come and they push everything out of the way and then they redo the foundation.
他们这个机器把房子旧的房子通通挪开。然后呢，重新再打地基。
To say it this way is our goal as Christians is not to become better people. Our goal is to die.
所以在这时候，我们的目的不是成为更好的人，而是去死。
To die.
去死。
Die to yourself.
向你自己死。
Die to your agenda.
I'm sorry.
Die to your agenda, which you want, your desire.
Okay, 向你自己的意程去死。
That's what makes John so different.
这就是为什么约翰和别人这么不一样。
That's how it was that when Jesus came, John was rejoicing.
这也是为什么当耶稣来的时候，约翰非常的喜乐。
Understand this.
你了解吗？
Because John understood it.
因为约翰他了解。
When Jesus came, that was the end of John.
当耶稣来的时候，也就是约翰事工的结束。
His purpose was fulfilled.
他的目的已经达成了。
How many people rejoice when they have no more purpose?
有多少个人能够当他们知道说他再也没有活下去的目的的时候，他还能够喜乐吗？
Now John may not have realized how literally he was coming to an end.
也许约翰他不能够很清楚地了解说他的事工将会结束。
For he had fulfilled his life purpose, and that was a great joy for him.
但是约翰完成了他生命的目的，这对他来说是个大喜乐。
And that's why God took him home.
所以神带他回天家。
How many of you can say you have fulfilled, you are fulfilling the purpose of your life?
我们中间有多少人能够说，我们正在完成我们生命的目的？
He must be continually increasing, I must be continually decreasing. That is a more literal translation of the Greek.
当我们再翻成更白话文的话，就是他要继续不断的兴旺，我要继续不断的卑微衰微。
You see, the key is John had not been living for himself. So living for Jesus became his living for himself, if I may put it that way.
约翰从来就没有为他自己而活，他一直是为耶稣而活，所以为耶稣而活就是他生命的目的。
Living for Jesus became his heart's desire.
为耶稣而活就是成为他的自己的渴望。
And so he was granted his heart's desire.
神给了他他所想要的。
What about you?
你呢？
If Jesus were to come back today, would that be a source of joy for you or a source of sorrow?
如果耶稣今天回来，你会喜乐呢，还是会悲伤呢？
Would you say, Jesus, could you wait a little longer? I haven't gone skiing yet.
你会不会跟耶稣说，耶稣再等一等，我还没有去滑雪呢？
I haven't had 3 kids yet.
我还没有生三个孩子呢。
我还没有结婚。
我还没有结婚。
Can we remember a few things? Would you rather Jesus stay a little longer? Would you say, okay, Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, Maranatha, come?
你会说，耶稣，你再等一下吗？还是你会说，耶稣，愿你现在就来？
You see,In some sense, Jesus is no gentleman at all.
你知道，有时候耶稣并不是一个绅士。
He comes bulldozing into our lives.
他来的时候就是闯入我们的生命。
And it does interfere with many things we want and many things we do.
会影响到我们生命里面我们做的许多事，或者是我们不做的事。
Unemployment is more than an inconvenience, isn't it?
失业对我们来说是不是单单只是一个不方便而已。
Yeah, in some way and somehow God is entering your life for a reason and a purpose.
很多时候耶稣进入我们的生命是有一个目的的。
It may mean that there are many things you want you can't do now because you don't have a job.
也许是说这个意思是说很多事情你想做的你不能做，因为你现在没有工作。
But that can still be a source of great joy.
那仍然可以使你成为你的喜乐，一个大喜乐。
To know that Jesus is actively working in your life.
知道说耶稣在你的生命里正在大大的做工，是一个喜乐。
Jesus comes into our lives in many ways, big ways and small ways.
耶稣来到我们的生命，有的时候是大风大浪，有的时候是很小
的大的。
Exactly.
The choice is ours.
这个选择是在于我们自己。
If we are making our life about serving Him, then we can receive it with joy. But if we're not, then we receive it with fear, even rejection.
假如我们要我们的生命是一个服侍耶稣的生命。我们就会有喜乐。如果我们不愿意我们的生命是服侍他的话，我们就没有喜乐。
To have joy, lasting joy, enduring joy, be making Jesus the first place in your life.
你想要有喜乐，持久的喜乐，长远的喜乐，永恒的喜乐吗？你就要使耶稣在凡事上居首位。
God does everything for one thing, that Jesus might have the supremacy in all things.
神所做的每一件事都有一个目的，就是要使耶稣在凡事上居首位。
As Paul tells us in Colossians 1:18, He that is Jesus is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He, Jesus, might have the supremacy.
就如同保罗在哥罗西书里面所说的。 也，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之间，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。And
so Jesus has come and conquered our hearts.
所以耶稣来了，他已经战胜了我们的心。And
through us, He sends us out to conquer the hearts of others for Him.
他使用我们来去征服其他人的心。So
that through us, the world and the universe and mankind altogether may be restored to His kingdom.
借着我们这个宇宙，这个全世界所有的人类都能够再次与神和好。Herod
understood this.
希律王了解这个道理。He
did not want it.
可是他并不接受。
Satan and the demons, they understand it and they believe it better than you do and I do. They don't want it.
撒旦跟魔鬼，他们也了解这个道理，可是他们也不要耶稣，所以他们比我们还清楚。
They fight against it.
他们和耶稣争战。
To become a Christian is to embrace Jesus as Lord.
要成为一个基督徒。 就是要拥抱，就是要接受耶稣做我们的主。
Trust in Him to forgive you as your King.
相信他会原谅我们的一切的过犯，他是王。
And so Paul tells us in Romans 10:9, if we confess Jesus as Lord, we will be saved.
所以保罗在罗马书里面说到，我们若口里认耶稣为主。 心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。That
is the agenda of God.
这就是神的议程。If
your life is about making much of Jesus, if your life is centered on Jesus, then when Jesus comes into your life, it will be a joy.
所以，如果你的生命是全为耶稣，以耶稣为你的中心，当耶稣来的时候，你就会有极大的喜乐。But
let me bring this down to earth a little more.
让我再把这个变成更简单一点。We
can have joy in our living with each other if in our living with each other we put Jesus first.
当我们彼此生活在一起的时候，我们可以有喜乐。如果我们把耶稣放在我们的中心。I've
done far too much marriage crisis counseling in my years of marriage. Ministry.
在我的服事里面，我有许多的经验，就是婚姻的这个协调。
And in my premarital counseling, I tell people, when you put two sinners together, and we're all sinners, you're going to get conflict.
我也常常在新人还没有结婚之前，告诉他们说，如果当你们把两个中心放在一起的时候，这个一定会起冲突的。
And so much of it is the result of one person being me, and the other person being me.
这个原因就是因为两个人每一个人都是以自我为中心。
He wants to be first, she wants to be first. He wants to be right, she wants to be right.
他要，男的他想要对，不，他是他的权利，女的他也想要他的权利，大家都想要自己的权利。
And all too often, they both have valid points.
很多时候，他们两方面都是对的。The
solution is both need to bow before Jesus.
这个答案就是两方面都要俯伏下来，在耶稣的面前俯伏下来。That's
exactly what Paul is saying in Ephesians 5:21 when he calls us to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
这也就是保罗在以弗所书5:21的时候。 他说,
We don't submit to one another because one is more right than the other, or one is more better than the other. There is no such thing. We are all sinners. We all have strengths and weaknesses. We all have pluses and minuses.
我们不愿意顺服对方，因为我们自己都觉得自己是对的。但是我们都是罪人，所以我们不能顺服。But
because we revere Christ, because we worship Him, so we bow before Him together.
所以，当我们存着敬畏基督的心的时候，彼此顺服，俯伏在他的面前的时候。When
we revere Christ, then in humility we can consider others even better than ourselves.
当我们敬畏耶稣基督的时候。
When Christ is at the center of our lives, then we're no longer competing with each other to be the center of the relationship. Together, submit to Him your spending habits.
你们一起将你们花钱的方式，现在基督面前。Not
how I want to spend money, no, or how I want to save money, but Jesus, what do you want us to do with our money?
所以这就是说，我们不是要说我要怎么样花钱，或者你要怎么样花钱，而是来到耶稣的面前说，耶稣，你要我们怎么样来花钱？Together,
submit to Him your children.
一起将你的儿女。
Together, submit to Him first the goals of your marriage, the goals of your life together. Each of you and together exalt the supremacy of Christ over your life and your marriage. And parents do the same thing with your children.
父母亲，你对于你的儿女也是要做同样的事。It's
not what you want to do with your children, but has God, but God wants you to make them His disciples.
父母亲不是你要使你的儿女成为什么样，而是神要你教导你的儿女成为耶稣的门徒。Often
I pray for my children. They're not here, so I can name them by name. Patrick, Faith, and Jeremy.
我常常为我的儿女们祷告, Patrick, Faith, and Jeremy.
Often I pray for them, Lord, teach them to love you more than life.
我常常为他们祷告，希望他们能够爱耶稣超过爱生命.
Not my agenda, not Shafon's agenda, but to follow you, Jesus.
不是我想要叫他们做的事，也不是校方想要做，而是主，你要他们做什么？To
live for you and, if necessary, die for you.
为你而活，如果必要的话，为你而死。If
God calls your child to serve Him in the ministry of the Word, don't contradict Him.
如果神今天呼召你的儿女去服侍他的话，不要跟他起辩论。
And children, there are a few children here today. Hi, kids.
这里有几个孩子.
Hi. Thank you. Don't be trying so hard to get your way that you forget to look and see what does Jesus want from you.
也不要太固执，一定要你自己的想法，而是要想到说，耶稣要你做什么。At
work. Who has the ultimate authority? Is it not God?
在工作场的场合上，是谁有最后的权柄呢？不是神吗？
If somebody comes along who's more skilled and has better ideas than you do,
如果在工作上面你碰到一个人，他比你更能干，更有更好的建议意见。
Don't spend your time worrying about your position and fearing. That they could displace you, rejoice in the gifts God's given them, and wish them the blessing, pray for them the blessing of knowing Jesus too.
你不要去担心说他比你更好，而是为他们去感谢神赐给他们这样的才干，并且也为他们祷告说。 他们可以成为会认识神。
But if Christ doesn't have first place in your life, whether it's at home or at work or even at church, the competition, the getting of rights, the seeking of first place inevitably comes.
如果神不是在你的生活、工作、家庭上面居首位，竞争或者是为了自己的权利，或者是别人侵犯你的权利，一定会有许多的冲突。
And all your relationships, don't make them about what you want versus what the other person wants, but together think, what do you want, Jesus?
同样的，在关系上面，不是说你要什么，他要什么，而是来寻求耶稣，耶稣要如何。
And that person you often argue with, give that person over to Jesus.
那个常常你要跟他争吵的人，就是把他交给耶稣。
King Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost.
耶稣是来寻找拯救世上的人。
First and foremost, he came to reconcile sinners to himself.
第一也是最重要的，他来使罪人与他和好。
That means you and me.
那个就是你跟我都是罪人。
But that also includes God is calling back the whole creation into his kingdom.
同样的。 神也是在呼召所有的被造之物与他和好。Jesus
came to earth. He was born in a manger. He was born a human child. And great men and lowly men alike came and worshipped and bowed before the King of Kings.
耶稣生在这个世界上，生在马槽里，成为一个婴孩的样式。他来就是为了，sorry，你再看哈。
And they all together bow before him.
Oh, 不管是高位的人还是卑微的人，他们来都是在耶稣的面前跪拜，敬拜他。The
joy that the angels announced was the joy of the coming of the kingdom of God.
天使们所报的大好的信息，就是因为神的国的要来的喜乐。
John saw Jesus, and he knew his purpose was fulfilled, and he rejoiced.
约翰看见耶稣来了，他知道他的目的已经达成，所以他有极大的喜乐。If
you want joy, true joy, lasting joy, then let Jesus be first in your life.
如果你想要喜乐，持久的喜乐，永恒的喜乐，你就要使耶稣在你的生命里面居首位。
And let the word joy be an acronym to help you to remember this.
让 joy 这个缩写字来帮助你.
J is for Jesus.
J 是耶稣.
O is for over.
就是表示在你之上.
And Y is for you.
你, Y 就是你.
Joy is Jesus over you.
喜乐就是把耶稣放在你之上.
When this is the case, then you can say joyously, I can't speak anymore, I'm getting old. You can say joyously with John, he must increase and I must
decrease.
Then when, not if, but when Jesus comes into your life and he shakes it up, you will rejoice.
当耶稣来到你生命的时候，你可以喜乐。And
when Jesus comes to end your life and take you home, you will rejoice.
当耶稣来带你回天家的时候，你也可以喜乐。That
is true lasting joy.
这是永恒的，持久的喜乐。Let
us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we are born crying out for ourselves. May we in life learn to let go, to take up our cross and deny ourselves, and to exit this world crying out for
Jesus. 向您呼求。
We lost Eden when we lost you, Jesus. Bring us back to Eden once again.
主啊，当我们失去伊甸园的时候，我们失去了耶稣，请你把我们再带回伊甸园。
But along the pilgrim's way to your presence, give us the opportunity and the wisdom to seize the opportunity of inviting many more to come into your presence.
主啊，当我们在走天路的时候，求主你给我们智慧，也求主你使我们带领有更多的人来寻求你。
And as we walk more and more closer to you in your presence, Lord, help us to get rid of more and more ourselves.
主啊，当我们跟你越来越接近你，跟你走的时候，求主你帮助我们，使我们放下自己。
And simply to love one another as you have loved us.
帮助我们彼此相爱，如同你爱我们一般。
And glory be to your name, King Jesus.
愿与荣耀归给你，我们的王耶稣。
For you are truly worthy to receive all honor, praise, and glory.
因为你是配得一切的荣耀、权柄、能力。
And in you we rejoice.
我们依靠你而有喜乐。
You are the bright and morning star.
你是明亮的晨星。
And to you we are walking.
我们向你而行。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.